Welcome to the latest Watercolors Aquarium Gallery podcast, brought to you from the Aquarium Art Studios in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. My name is Ben.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Charles.
So we talk about a lot of really cool fish on this podcast, and sometimes we talk about a lot of very, very expensive fish.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely have some bougie tastes around here, but you know, we maybe can turn that down a notch, I think.
Only the finest for my aquarium.
I think we should do the opposite today. Mm. Let's talk about really cool cheap fish.
Yeah.
But before we do that,
we have to do our shameless plug. Please check out watercolorsaquariumgallery.com for live plants, for aquarium merch, and for aquarium supplies.
That's how we keep the lights on.
Exactly. I'm pretty proud of the plants that we've been putting out lately. Everything that we're selling online is submerged grown, has good solid roots. That means you can start growing it right away.
Yeah, those plants are awesome.
Yeah.
You may have previewed some of those plants for any of you who watched our live stream a few weeks ago.
That's true.
Because those plants...
A lot of them are behind you.
Yes. So, you know, check those out. They're awesome plants. Buy cool stuff. Check out our podcast listeners page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. There we go. Yep. Shameless plug. Buy cool stuff.
Keeping it short and sweet this time.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to do this as our classic top five list. These would be the top five cool and unique fish under $6 a piece, right?
Yeah.
Is that how you interpreted that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think people are maybe expecting when they hear cheaper fish, they think, you know, the most boring tetras you can buy.
Black skirt tetras.
Mm-hmm. And live bears, guppies, platies, sword tails. But there's so much more out there that doesn't really need to be all that expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a tough one to pare down, actually, because there are just so many.
Yeah, there's my list of five.
Yeah, I usually like give up when I get to five, and this is one that I like, couldn't stop listing stuff.
Part of it, I knew that you guys, there was going to be some repeats. I knew that some of the fish on my list were going to get taken by somebody else. So, you know, that was part of why I made sure my list was nice and long.
But I didn't use any barbs.
No barbs?
Nope. I figured they'd all come up.
Hopefully Charles used some barbs.
Maybe.
Maybe. I was kind of expecting it to be all barbs, honestly.
It's not. I actually tried to explore outside of my respective box.
Wow.
Are we going to ignore
them? He's maturing.
Accidentally ignore the barbs today?
No, there's definitely one on my
list.
We'll
definitely get there.
All right, Amy, what are we starting with?
I want to start with Hera jordani, which is the dwarf anchor catfish.
Yeah.
Wait, I need a pen to cross that off my list.
This one is such a cool, tiny little fish that can be added to a lot of those really small nano aquariums. If you've got sand, you've got room for one of these. Hardest thing is feeding it.
They're kind of like a miniature banjo cat.
Oh yeah, they're a lot like it behaviorally, especially because you might not see them very often.
Yeah, if you're looking for that really fun, active fish with lots of personality, that's gonna like be this great contribution to your aquarium where, I mean, the interaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Move along. This is not that fish.
Every aquarium needs one fish that just lurks and you see it every once in a while. And this is the one for your 2.5 gallon.
Yeah. It's like a very small piece of driftwood that moves around.
Maybe a piece of leaf.
I think they would probably qualify as a leaf or driftwood mimic. I mean, that's what they look like.
And they definitely can get deep into some wood. Once they get in, there's no getting them out.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not stuck. They can get them. Yes. You just can't get them out.
You can't get them out. Let's make sure we emphasize that.
Right.
They can get out.
Yes.
They can get out.
Don't go, my catfish is stuck. I tried to get it out. No, your catfish is not stuck.
Yeah, I've pulled one out and left it out of the water in a piece of driftwood for 30 seconds and it still didn't drop out. Even a pleco will drop out for that.
Yeah, those guys give up the game quick.
Funny little things.
They're $4.99
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are other places.
Yeah, this is going to be something we're going to run into here where I think some of these are going to be a little bit more expensive elsewhere. Or maybe a little cheaper. I'd be interested to hear that too, I guess.
Yeah, when it comes to some normal fish, we're definitely, I mean, we charge more for a neon tetra than the big box stores do, but ours are better.
Yeah. Yeah, a dollar fish is really not something worth looking at.
No. Yeah, I can tell you that from personal experience. Yeah. Don't do it, man.
It's going to kill $50 of your other fish.
Yeah, go back to our beginner mistakes episode. I'm pretty sure that's where I told that story.
Yeah, I think so.
A good deal on a dead fish isn't a good deal, even if the fish isn't dead when you bought it.
Yeah. Especially if it kills all your other fish while it's doing it.
Yeah. Wait, we ranted. I wasn't going to rant.
How do you avoid ranting?
I just have to, don't I?
It's impossible.
It's just part of me.
It's part of our brand. We have to stay on brand.
Only a little bit. We're being nice today, mostly.
That's a good start.
Charles, yeah. What are you going to start with?
Dwarf Emerald Danios. This is...
Hang on. Urethromicron?
Yes.
Yeah. Hang on. I got to scratch something off my list.
I don't want to call them the poor man's CPD because they're just as gorgeous.
Yes.
I like them better than CPDs.
I don't. They're definitely more outgoing.
There's something about fine stripes that just like it really scales well in smaller aquariums. It's hard to explain.
Well, and the thing that always bothers me is that like everyone who buys Celestial Pearl Danios always, I shouldn't say everyone, a lot of people who do complain about how expensive they are. And yet I sell like four times more of them than I do the sister species. That's half the price, literally. Care is like exactly the same. It's a Danio. They don't care.
It's a small Danio.
They're fine. They're...
I'd say a little more outgoing, honestly, in my experience.
Than the Celestial Paul Danios, yes. Definitely so. The Psilothixes genus seems to behave a little bit more... Sholy Barbie than a lot of the Danios. Mm-hmm. So I think like if someone said, hey, I have a 4-gallon, I want a trio of these, I'd be okay with that personally.
Ooh, yeah, I think I would.
Like there's a lot of options with these guys. Like if you can get a male and two females, that's a viable social unit there. And I think that's often ignored.
Yeah, they're way more likely to hide when you have open water than they are when you have fewer of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. They definitely want that little bit of... They want the opportunity for cover. They don't necessarily need to take it all the time.
Mm-hmm. But don't expect it to be a zebra Danio that's zipping around in the open water constantly.
Right. But another reason why they make a great nano fish, in my opinion.
True.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much about them that I'm just like, man, this is a fish that really needs to be more popular. It's a small fish that doesn't need a big group size, isn't that bashful, and is cheap, and can go in a small tank. Like, what's not to love there?
However, if you do get a big group of them, like when we get the 20 or 24 in when we do an order.
That looks so nice.
That looks awesome.
Yes.
I love that look.
Ooh, I need to stock my 20-gallon. This is going to be my inspiration.
See, this is another selling point for me, though. It's not like, it can fit in so many tanks.
It's why super versatile.
Why isn't it more popular?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all because of its more flashy younger brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's the orange fins. That's the difference.
Those bright little polka dots on the Celestial Pearl. That's cool.
But if their fins were brown, I'd say it's just spots and stripes. Like it's one or the other.
Fair.
Yeah.
The pictures of CPDs get shared so much more.
So much more. Like I have had two people in the existence of me working in the store come in and be like, hey, I'm looking for these. Do you ever get them? Any other instance, I had to point them out.
Mm-hmm. Tragic.
Yeah.
They would definitely qualify as a top five underrated fish for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have like 20 top
I know. Did we
fish.
Did we talk about that then? I don't think we've really talked about these at all.
Mm.
I don't remember.
Either way, I feel like I cheated because I used a fish that I could put on multiple lists on this one, but I went for it.
Half of our fish are on multiple lists.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I tried to move outside of my barb box.
We have really cool fish, so it's hard not to talk about it over and over and over again.
I know, right? I want to talk about... I've got like 15 here. Ben, it's time to go.
Soon to Daniels.
Yeah.
I'm just taking the genus.
Do it.
I mean, you know, I'm gonna if you're going to make me pick one, I'm going to say Soon to Daniel Gablinus.
Yeah.
Because the name is so cool.
And
right?
You get blue. Goblin. You get blue. Like that's rare.
Yeah. Yeah. There's three in the genus that we regularly get or that are regularly available. And it's, I was going to write that these down. I didn't get to them, but it's
Goblinus, Rubellus, and
the third one.
The green one.
And it's the red one, the blue one, and the blue and red one.
Yes.
Although even when we had Goblinus in a display, people would constantly ask if they were cardinal tetras.
Right.
They're like,
those cardinal tetras look funny. Well,
yes, that's what it was.
Cardinal tetras, yeah.
Because they are just as bright.
Yeah. The red is more like a rich burgundy color, and that blue covers more area than it does on a cardinal tetra.
Yeah, really striking. What's
this
the third
is a
one?
Fish that if someone would say, okay, Ben, you have to set up a decent size aquascape. Like if I was going to enter a tank into one of the big aquascaping competitions, this is the fish that I would use.
They definitely have the right behavior. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to hang out right in that spot you want them to be.
They're unique. They've got great color. I like that burgundy over that red. It gives it a little less gaudiness, mm-hmm. a little more class.
And you don't want fish that are going to distract from your aquascape most of the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Fun.
These will still distract from the aquascape, but in a good way.
Yeah.
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 Not in a flashy way.
The
classier.
Whole genus, though. They're awesome. From Borneo. I think there's actually 5 in the genus, but 3 that are available.
I think cool. They are not popular because they look terrible in fish stores.
Yeah.
It takes 3 or 4 weeks for these things to settle in.
I'm really glad you brought that up because it was notable that when we pulled them out of the display, our sales on these fish went way down.
Yeah, we couldn't keep them in stock when we had ones that were displaying the way they should be.
I think that's a pretty important point to make, that you should look at pictures of fish. If you see them in a store and they don't look great, look at some of the pictures to say, yeah, maybe they're just not colored up yet.
But yeah. Learn how to recognize if they're photoshopped too.
Yeah, true story. That's something I tell a lot of customers here is that like there's a big difference between the fish you bring home and the fish you end up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Cool. The urethromicron, the emerald dwarf rosboras do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they're color richens.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed.
Well, my next one does that too, because this is one of the fish that I think has some of the most fun color-changing behavior. I went with Battis Battis. Everybody wants Dario Dario.
I almost put Battis Battis on my list. Yep.
Cute little, I think our list calls them the chameleon Battis.
I think you're right.
Where they get this really nice dark striping when they're settled in with a cool blue color on it. And when they're not, they're going to hide and you're not going to see them.
If you want a fish that's going to behave like a dwarf cichlid,
yeah,
but you want to keep it in a 2.5-gallon tank, this is the fish.
Mm-hmm. Although they're actually way more closely related to bettas.
Yeah. But they look and behave like a teeny little pisto.
They do, and some of them even have like a little bit of limited parental care. I think actually most bettas do.
I think so.
Where they're not going to like cave spawn, but they're going to defend the eggs that are in a mass of plants.
Right.
this is definitely the cheapest Battis, but I don't think it's because it's less cool.
No,
I completely agree. I think it's just a little bit more available. These are little fish, 3/4 inch.
They're definitely
no. These get up to like 3 inches.
These are the big ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dario genus is the smaller ones. The Battis genus is the bigger one. So like the tiger we had was a Battis.
I totally got. So don't put those in a 2.5-gallon tank.
No, but you should probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they're, especially if they're the only ones. I mean, a 2.5 for a 2-inch Battis pair. That's a little small.
That's a little tight. Yeah. I mixed it up with the Battis.
I didn't even catch it. So.
Scarlet Battis is the one I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm. And they definitely deserve their place, but they're not
a $6 or less fish.
No, and they're going to be harder to breed if that's your thing.
True.
Almost impossible.
I'm going to be honest. I'm sick of scarlet Battis.
Are you really?
Absolutely tired of them.
Oh, I'm not even the slightest sick of them.
You know why I'm sick of them?
Why is that?
Everyone wants a freaking pair. You know how many pairs we sold last year?
None.
Probably 2, because that's all we could get.
Yeah. You're spot on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like a, hopefully this is a pair. Right.
Getting females of scarlet, that drives me absolutely nuts.
They only ship males.
They only ship males. Mm-hmm. But you know what I can get? 50-50 sex ratios on black tiger Battis, flame Battis, both Darios,
literally
both
anything
just
else.
As pretty and like so. I'm like,
yeah, so that's legit.
So it's not that I think scarlet Battis are ugly. It's just that I have other options that are just as pretty, and I can get females.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you can't really argue that the scarlet is the prettiest in the family of Battis.
Yeah,
it just is like. You can't really argue against it, but there's a lot of other worthy fish in there.
Yeah.
Those tigers are...
They're cool. It's just the red and blue. It's really hard to beat for me.
You're right. Well, that's at least we fit a Battis on the list.
Yes.
So is it my turn?
Yes.
It is.
All right, then I'm going to do my barb. So I went with the Dorf Green Barbethia Futunio. This is
very interesting choice.
Yeah. So think rosy barb, except a greenish tint, and it gets under an inch long.
Oh, I didn't know they stayed that small.
Itty bitty little guys.
Mm. Yeah, a pethia that's that size.
Yes.
Yeah, that I've, because to me they're not the flashiest. I'm gonna go for like a, I don't know, rhombo or
yeah.
But if they're tiny,
tiny,
that really makes a difference. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's and they're like $4.
Hmm.
Like, what's not to like? Yeah. It's a cheap small barb that you can put in, like. Imagine a group of these, like seven of them in a 10-gallon, happily living out their life in a planet aquarium. What's, come on. I think the bill here is just Pethia and small. Like, I'd, like if they were the size of a rosy barb, I'm not sure they'd hit my radar. But that doesn't mean they don't deserve to be loved.
Right.
Five of them?
Yeah.
Could you do less? You'd want to do five.
I feel like five, just because... Some barb species can be a little pushy with each other. I'd be worried about a dominant male. I have seen people get away with trios, but I think five is like basically a guarantee.
5.5 gallon tank, 10 being better.
Yeah, I think I'd do it. Especially
are
if
they
it's
jumpers.
I can't imagine. So far, no. Okay. But I can't imagine they would be more so than any other barb. They do seem less zippy. Zippy than a rosy barb, so I'm inclined to think less of a flight risk.
So that rimless 7-gallon with some immersed plants,
yeah,
that would be really cool. Well, and like if they're an inch long and not built for jumping, a half inch is it's a stretch.
It's true. That's a good point.
So you can just have the waterline a little bit low.
That's good that there's a barb on the list because. I want to talk about more resboras. No, I'm gonna pull it off on the resbora because I want to talk about pencil fish.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
I'm crossing that off then.
I'm going with a specific species here. So if,
I had know, two species, so it's two. One or the other.
Equis.
Oh, really? Okay, that's not the one I was gonna say.
Really?
Those neither of my two.
Oh, perfect. So
Equis is good too, though.
Equis, aka Diptail, aka Browntail, aka Brown, aka Hockey Stick. Those
I
are
like
all the common names
name.
I found for Nanostomus equis, which it's they're really similar to the what's the other downturning pencil that we is that the Beckfords?
The Marilyn A.
The Marilyn A. Okay.
Yeah, that was one of my other ones.
But these have this little hint of red and blue mm-hmm. in their body that just bumps them up a notch for me.
I cannot believe I did not think to put a pencil fish on my list after I've been, I'm going to use a strong word here, bitching because I can't get them in for the last month.
Right.
They're right there in front of me.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I honestly, the reason I moved this up on my list to talk about right now, like I was going to talk about a resbora, I switched to a pencil. It's because I didn't want anybody else to take it.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was an obvious choice.
No, that was one of my alternates.
Wow.
The only reason I put Marlinae instead of Equis is that, like, it's probably the reason people don't like them, but they really look like just a bunch of, like, reeds floating at the surface.
Yeah. That makes them so cool.
They stand out less, and that's cooler to me.
I get that.
Yeah.
These guys are, they are a South American Amazon River Basin fish. I think Amazon River Basin, South American, one of the rainforest river areas down there.
It's gotta
they
be.
Come in at like, I think that we usually have them at $3.99 or $4.99.
$3.99.
That dip tail is pretty, I mean, that's telling of what their body shape is like, or hockey mm-hmm. stick. They're a great dither fish if anybody wants to breed apistos. And I would even take that one step further. I would say, don't call them a dither. Don't say they're the distraction because of your apistos. Say there's your biotope with your apistos. There's your main focus, and the apistos are a great addition to an equis pencil tank. When there's a big group of them, they almost get in formation. They'll all point the same direction.
It's wild to watch.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a fish that hides all the time, but luckily it hides in the middle of the water.
You can't see me.
Easy to feed, very hardy, fish don't pick on them because they think it's a floating twig.
And they can take a nip or two.
I was going to say, if they do, they've got some kind of a, they've got a tougher outer coating than like a lot of the tetras do.
Yeah.
I think they're just fantastic fish. Mm-hmm. I've appreciated them. Like, I remember seeing them in my original fish book and going, hey, those are cool looking fish.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are so cool. Definitely underrated too. All right. So for my next one, this goes out to anyone who has been listening to all of our Betta and Licorice Grammy podcast and saying, I can't afford that.
I got my pencil ready to scratch it out.
Sparkling Grammys.
Yep.
Similar behaviors, more colorful than most of them. True. Just really weird little fish.
The sparkling name is worthy.
Mm-hmm. And that's the species Pumila and Chalerae, which is the giant, which gets up to 2 inches, yeah. So it's really huge.
Good lord.
The other one, I don't know, I can't remember maybe, the species, but that is like...
Yeah, that's the Pumila.
Pumila.
The
regular one. 3/4 inch to 1 inch long.
Yeah. Tons of character, very easy to kind of form a little relationship with. Lots of personality in a teeny tiny package.
Either species I would put in a 2.5 gallon tank.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a pair... Totally fine. I've never seen them be aggressive with anything.
I don't think they know that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's in their vocabulary.
No. They're just hanging out. They're just happy little fish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sparkly.
Sparkly.
I mean, like, take one of the boring betta species, shrink it down a little bit and dip it in glitter.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, like, give it like a opal paint job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's got that like pearlescent mm-hmm. thing going on.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Temperature is normal to cool, like 75 is fine with these guys. You mm-hmm. still do need a heater, but it doesn't need to be a big one. They can handle the variation. I would do them easily without a filter in a planted aquarium and have them be just fine. So keep mm-hmm. them similar to a betta.
Yeah.
Like a regular male betta splendens.
Just a little cooler.
Yeah. But still a heater.
Yeah.
But you still need a heater. Did I mention you
even though they're cool?
Yeah.
Just like a betta needs a heater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I go off on a tangent again. It's not a rant. It was a tangent.
I think Charles was making a pun anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Charles. What else you got?
Well, I changed my list because Ben reminded me of how badly I want to get Beckford pencil fish in stock.
Talk about fun to watch.
Can I tell you... Like, I have an actual anecdote for this.
Okay.
So, the Beckfords haven't been on the list for like a month. Driving me nuts.
Ooh.
So then, I cannot remember the species name. It was like the dwarf green pencil fish. They looked cute when I looked them up. Mm-hmm. They would have been a similar price tag. And I thought, you know what? You haven't gotten a pencil fish in. Spoil yourself. Instead of getting 25, get 50 of them and see how they do. They sent zero. I was so upset. I was so sad.
Well, next time you'll know to get Equis or Maryland in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is all a long story of, I tried to rebound off of Beckfords and it didn't work. The universe had to tell me that Beckfords is your one true pencil fish love. You have to stay with it. They're just such a cool fish. Behaviorally, I think... I'm going to reveal my hand here. Probably the most barb-like of the pencil fish in behavior.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah, they're not going to form up like the long, skinny ones will. They're going to face off.
Yes, and that's what I like about them. The males are showing off all the time. They're flashing all sorts of colors, and they do these like spiral dance around each other that's so crazy to watch. Like, it's so hyperactive.
It's like what a threadfin rainbow would do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've got that great little red dot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they get a little shimmer of blue in the dorsal fin when they're really mad at each other. And just behave like they're not going to win any beauty contest. I don't care. Behaviorally, one of the coolest fish that you can get for like $5 I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And this is sparring that comes with zero harm. I've never seen them actually damage each other. They're just showing off. So if you like to watch that kind of aggressive behavior
without them murdering each other like threat fins,
exactly, then this is really fun.
Yeah. And did I mention cheap, and did I mention sturdy, and did I mention, like, they are so bulletproof.
Yeah, all those things we were just saying about the other ones.
Yes. I totally tail-ended on you, and I don't care.
We kept talking about pentelfish. I was okay. I've always been a fan.
They're great.
To me, it's like... to me, that fits the definition of what we're talking about, right? It's a fish that... it's available, but nobody talks about. Very few people keep, because it's not a tetra. I mean, technically, it's still a carassin. It's still kind of in that group. But
yeah, people know tetra.
Right.
They don't know pencilfish as much.
In a store that has, you know, a brown gravel bottom tank with a blue background and they put some pencilfish in, there's nothing exciting to see there.
No.
But you see them accented in a beautiful planet aquarium where they belong.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Oh. I have a very distinct memory of the first time I saw a fight between two males. There was a... So the back of the tank, I need to paint a scene here. There was the back of the tank. There was a bunch of stem plants. I did not know plants very well then, so I cannot for the life of me tell you what they were. But they were fluffy, maybe Imbulia, who knows? And there was this male displaying in the center. And then a second male popped his head up out of the stem plants and they made like eye contact and both of their body posture immediately changed and they flew at each other and were spiraling and it was like, I was like, what the heck just happened?
It's like a scene out of an anime.
Yeah. And like, to, you know, uninitiated me, it was quite, I'm like, they're going to kill each other. And Amy's like, no, they're fine.
Yeah. They won't even really touch each other.
Yeah. And the, like, over the years, the more and more I've loved it. Cause yeah, they don't even really actually touch each other. Like some of their pelvic fins will touch during the spiral cause they angle a little bit, mm-hmm. but that's really it. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
It's almost like that martial arts dancing thing. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Have you seen that where it's sort of a competition, but it's sort of a demonstration.
Yeah.
It's like you're never fighting, but you're really just showing off.
Yeah, and you lose points if you actually make contact.
Yeah, it's
just like
that.
Let me show
you
how close I can get without touching you. What a crazy evolutionary strategy for intimidating an opponent. I love it. It's insane.
They're fantastic fish. The whole group of pencilfish, from the Marginata, Marilinae,
yeah,
right, all the way up to the Espy pencil, which is one of the holy grail fish. Everything in between is just amazing fish.
Just going to say, we didn't mention the two that everyone knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, probably my least favorites. They're gorgeous. They don't do anything.
Oh, I love them. I think they're great.
The undescribed ones are the ones that get me. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the coral red and the purple, but the ones that just have the flat red with no stripe...
Oh,
those are insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have not seen those available yet, but when
we've seen them available, but they were like,
they would have been
$30 or $40.
Yeah.
So it's,
well, we need some anyway, darn it.
If somebody can say that they will buy them from us, we'll get them.
Or Ben will just tell me to order them.
That would be really fun.
Were available.
It was like 1 or 2 weeks, and it wasn't weeks that we were spending a ton of extra money on fancy fish.
They do pop up once in a while.
Okay.
Sometimes we're happy to hold a fish for a few months and sometimes we're not.
Right.
Yeah.
We will have them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I didn't realize that was an option for me.
He never lets me order the expensive tetras.
Yeah, I never let us order any of the cool fish. I just want things like black skirt tetras.
Yeah.
They're gonna sell. They need to sell this week. That's usually what you're doing, right?
Yeah, that's
that sounds exactly like Ben.
Right there. Yeah. I had to go with something that was just the only reason to put it in your tank is so that every once in a while you get to laugh. Not often, but every once in a while.
I don't know which one.
Zipper coolies.
Yeah.
Most of the coolies could fit into this category, but I think zippers are the most fun.
I decided to choose zipper coolies because I needed to go less common. That's mm-hmm. the only reason. Absolutely. All of the coolies, even black coolies, I think are kind of fun.
I think so too.
But the zipper coolies have that, they're teeny.
Yeah, teeny is always a point.
Yeah.
The pattern is really distinct. And they've got that coolie behavior that, I don't know if my coolie's still in. Oh, wow. And all of a sudden it's like darting around the tank at 150 miles an hour. And you get excited for just a few minutes and you laugh at their goofy behavior and then they're gone.
Yeah.
I think we've got zipper coolies at $4.99.
Something like that.
$3.99.
I think they're $3.99.
Yeah. And I think a 10-gallon is probably best, but not because an individual needs it, but because I think you need at least 12 for them to be fun enough.
Fair.
I was going to say 5 and a 5.5 gallon, but 12 and a 10 gallon would be even more fun.
5 and a 5.5 gallon will be very happy, presumably.
Presumably. You would know they were happy, but they would be happy. Yeah.
Yep.
There's no point in putting this fish in a big tank.
No.
I mean, talk about never seeing the fish, right? There are some fish that they shy away if they don't have the room that they need. This is not that fish. These are secretive little fish that live in rocky areas. They're going to spend so much of their time hiding in rocks and squirming around rocks. And
even sometimes all the way buried in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
You can rake a tank to see if there are coolies in it.
But when they do come out, man, it's a party.
They're so cute.
Yep.
I love that fish.
Yeah.
All right, Amy.
All right, I've got bumblebee gobies next.
Oh, good call.
I think people think that there aren't freshwater ones, but there are ones that are freshwater, there are ones that are brackish, there are ones that are both. We had Brachygobius nunus last time,
nunus,
which is one that could go in brackish or fresh. But an inch would be generous.
So that goby is one that can stay true in freshwater its entire life cycle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The bumblebee goby that was around the hobby for a long time that the big box stores used to carry was a true brackish fish that needed some salt in its environment to live long term. And so that's what gave everybody the sour taste in their mouth about bumblebee gobies.
Right.
There's two species now that have come out that have been recently available. One of them is pure freshwater,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is the one you're talking about.
I don't remember the name of the other one, though. But this is actually a much more diverse genus than I would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the one I know, and go with the one you can find that you can find is freshwater. They're all really, really cute.
Right. They harmless,
do,
easy.
Yeah, do great in groups, do well as singles in tiny tanks. We've kept a group of a dozen in a 5-gallon, and that was really, really fun.
Right. Do you know where they're from?
India, Bangladesh.
Okay.
Yeah. At least this species. I'm assuming they're all kind of in that rough area, though.
Right. Right. These are great little fish, and they're one of those fish that can add a great personality to a little nano tank. Got to watch your bio load when you're adding fish like this because you don't see them that often, so mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like you're adding to your bio load, but you are. Compensate that with good water changes and lots of plants, and you're great, and these will do great under those circumstances. But
yeah, this one and the dwarf anchor cat we were talking about earlier, those are both really, really risky for overfeeding because you're trying so hard to target individuals to make sure nobody's falling out of it. So yeah, watch your water.
That's where I like frozen Daphnia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great, and you got to have a little bit of schooling fish or something in there to pick up the scraps.
Yep. Those are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Got a goby in there. Good job.
I know. There aren't too many cheap gobies, honestly.
It's true.
No. Trying to decide if I want to cheat.
Are we at, was that number 4 for you, Amy?
That was 4, yeah.
That was 4, okay. You could cheat.
I'm cheating, and I'm cheating hard, but let me explain myself.
Just sum up, it's okay.
Betta and Bellus. Now, this is a $10 fish, but let me finish. Let me finish.
Right,
I noticed.
I'm holding out because if you can't justify it, you're going to have to come up with another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the logic I had here was I noticed a chronic lack of showpiece fish on my list.
True.
And I was trying to think, okay, I'm in the headspace of what's a cheap, really cool showpiece fish? And like, okay, one Betta and Bellus is going to be cheaper than a trio of the barbs. And I only need one. And I have a 2.5 gallon and I want a fish.
I think, so here's my justification for saying, I think you got to come up with another one. I think you open a door to too many fish. If you say, if you're only doing one, then we can increase it to $10. And I think that
Not as much as you think. Not as much as you think. I tried. I tried to find a lot.
A lot of those go up to the $15 price point.
A lot. Betta Smeridina, all the licorice grommies, no Apisto under $20 these days. Mm-hmm. Like,
I have one big bomb for that concept, though.
Yeah.
Blue Paradise fish. That is absolutely a showpiece fish, and they're $4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one for me. That's
but
why I put it on there.
But I don't like them because they pick on everything.
They can be kind of bullies.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous. They're a pet fish to me, not a showpiece fish.
They're the way better alternative for the gold, blue, and that group of fish. Similar size, less aggressive.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Like, that's why I was toying on it, because it's like, what can I get a good, quote unquote, community showpiece fish for under $15? I couldn't come close to five other than the sparkling grommy.
That was actually why sparkling grommy was on my list for the very same reason. But I mean, we found them.
But it's just one.
Yeah.
But no actual color, just iridescence.
Okay. Point taken. Do another one.
Yep.
Blind cave tetras then.
Ooh, that's a really good choice.
That's a fun little
fish. I didn't even think about them.
Yeah.
$5.
Because it's a very exotic fish.
Right. Yeah. Talk about... what the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want an oddball, it's hard to beat that.
That's like a super common, super available fish that still makes it cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
but
it's,
nobody wants for some reason.
It's an albino, but it's naturally that color. I mean, technically it's not albino. Is it technically an albino?
It's technically non-pigmented, which is slightly different.
Right.
Never had him in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
It's for a long time, it was considered a subspecies of, I believe, Buenos Aires tetra.
No, actually, so there's a Mexican tetra species. There's still a lot of debate. I sit more on the it's a subspecies camp, but that makes it cooler to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it turns out it takes very few genes to make a Mexican tetra not have eyes and have no color.
Right.
And I'm like, what? Nature is insane. And the thing that's I think what's really scary to a lot of people about these is that they're like, they don't have eyes, they'll never be able to compete for food. They're fine.
Yeah, you can't even tell they don't have eyes unless you look at them.
Yeah,
try and catch one.
Yeah, it's freaky.
It's just like catching any other tetra of that size.
A lot of people think that fish avoid predators due to sight, and yes, there's an element there. They have this wonderful thing called a lateral line.
They can feel it.
They can feel it coming.
This is the best way to be able to see that too.
Yeah. And so like, and they have an excellent sense of smell, and they find food just fine.
They're amazing little fish.
More than just fine. Yeah. They're actually kind of scary competitive. I had one jump, like not jump out, but like splash me because it zipped by the water surface so fast to get to the flakes before everything else in the tank. And I was like, good Lord.
It's got to be a combination of a sense of smell and the lateral line to find food, right?
Yeah. It's got to be the combo.
They target food. When you see them hitting food, you don't see them like the behavior is no different than if you're seeing a Buenos Aires tetras looking at a flake.
Yeah.
They behave exactly the same.
There's no bumbling. The only thing that's different about them is other fish react to you walking up.
Mm-hmm.
Blind cave tetras, I've noticed, don't do that, but they learn to react when the other fish start moving.
Oh.
And it's so there's a delay, but if you wait a second, they'll be right there waiting.
Feel the lateral line. So if you had a tank with just blind cave tetras, probably no reaction.
Until it hits the water.
Yeah. Then they will completely react.
Yes.
That would be fun to test.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
The development of that lateral line, like we often hear with people that are have lost one of their senses, that lateral line compensates.
It's a great, the scientist in me loves them because like the removal, it's one variable, and watch how much it changes their behavior and how much it doesn't. Like fish are so much what they are because the nice thing about living in water, like we as visually oriented mammals don't think about a lot, is that like I've spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about how fish use color, but dive in a river.
how far can you see? Sight is important for fish, mm-hmm. but it is not their main sense.
Not the only one.
It's a really hard thing for us as humans to wrap our mind around.
Yeah, we are so sight oriented.
Yeah, that's why these fish are so cool.
I love it. 10 out of 10.
Good one, Charles.
All right, good choice.
Good choice. Microresboro rubicens.
Ooh. Ooh.
That one's really underrated too.
I know I'm stuck on the resboras and like pseudodanios and resboras are like, for a long time they were considered in the same group. And the urethromicrons, like I crossed those off because you brought them up. You brought them up.
I did.
Yeah.
That whole group of Southeast Asian nano fish that live in either schools or shoals or groups. I love them. And they don't get the representation that cardinal tetras and neon tetras and lemon tetras and, I mean, white skirt tetras or black skirt tetras have a more known reputation than that little group of resboras and danios. And the difference to me is just incredible.
Yeah.
These guys are a little more on the touchy side. You got to watch your water parameters slightly. Like our 7.8 pH, if we don't have some driftwood in the tank or if we put too much cerule stone in the tank, they might struggle a little bit. Get that down into the 7.2 range with a dirt bottom and driftwood in the tank and more inert hardscape, and they do awesome. And then their colors come out, and it's that flaming orange.
Yeah.
Reddish orange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great schooling fish. Underrated. Meets qualifications. What do we sell those for? $5.99?
I think maybe even $4.99.
I think it's $4.99.
Yep.
Yeah, those and like the green fire tetra are both in the category for me of like they look kind of similar. They're super cool and nobody wants them for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dumb.
Until they see them looking good and then they really want them.
Right. It's notable that a lot of these fish we need to just keep in displays.
Yeah.
So that people can see this is what you're getting here. This is why this is an amazing fish.
Well, it's part of why like all of our sales tanks kind of look like displays because the fish look better when you have plants in there. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
Yep. Very true. And they do better too. They don't just look better.
All right. Well, we definitely have an overrepresentation of cyprinids, so I'm going to skip my cyprinid and go with something else. I'm going to do a live bear because I think people think cheap live bears are only the man-made ones, but Limia tridens, I think, is a really, really fun, cool, unique one.
True. Like,
to have a Limia, you're already kind of getting into that live bear specialist thing. Mm-hmm. And this is a really cheap one that I think is one of the more flashy live bears when they're colored up. Bright blue, like not this reflective blue that we're talking with some of these, but like a actual blue with bright orange fins. Those males are gorgeous.
They're great little fish.
Mm-hmm.
And easy to breed.
Yeah, don't get too big. Great to do in a 5 or probably a 10 if you really want to breed them. Because you got to support all the babies.
Which should be fairly prolific.
Mm-hmm. Not aggressive. Do fine in communities. Mm-hmm. This is a fish that I think deserves a little more popularity.
Yeah,
I think that's true. And with the live bear convention coming up, there'll be a lot more fish like that available.
Yeah.
So, Corydoras hebrosus.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah. You'll notice a lot of the things on my list are little. I don't know why. That just happened.
I noted that, actually, I wrote down when you guys saw me writing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has definitely turned into a we could retitle the podcast other than the blind cave tetra. We could retitle this podcast Nanofish Under $6.
Yeah.
They're cheaper to ship. That's price.
True. Yeah, it's true.
The pygmaeus, they're adorable. Behave more like a schooling fish.
Yeah, they don't act like a cory.
No. Right. Corydoras hebrosus though.
Does. What is $5.99 on those, right?
I think it's $4.99.
Is it?
Yeah, they're cheaper than pygmies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's a...
We got to raise the price on our hebrosis.
Yeah. Dude, they're so stinking cute, though. They're probably my... Okay.
So I love sexual dimorphism. So yep. As a guy who likes Cory cats, this species stands out to me, not just because they're small, but because the females are like 3 times bigger than the males. That's great. I love it.
Yeah, you'll occasionally find just one big beast, Cory hebrosus, in a whole group.
Yeah, it's great. Everything you could love about a Cory cat in a small package. I know people who have spawned groups of them in 2.5s and then moved them back into the display, which the display in this case was a 10-gallon tank. But like, come on, you could have, with a tent with 12.5 gallons, you could have your own cat fishery. Like, what's not to love?
That's true. They would do great in that.
Yeah.
Put some mosses or some egg media in that tank.
And you just watch them snuffle around.
Yeah.
Snuffle. Snuffle's the right word for a Cory cat. Cory cats and loaches, I would say those snuffle. Other catfish don't snuffle, but Corys do. And then all the loaches, those are
they do.
Snuffling fish.
My sister would describe them as good sniffy fish.
Good sniffy. Yeah.
That's so cute. All nose.
Yeah.
Right.
So before we close out, Ben has been ragging on black skirt tetras, and I think that means that Amy and I both need to, on the fly, come up with a under $5 fish that we're like, why is everyone like this one so much?
Oh, I love that idea. Yeah. So you guys think about that, because I still have one more.
Yes.
Right? So you guys think about that while I do my final fish. Yeah. And then I think that is a fantastic idea. I love that idea. And I'm going to talk about Chopra Daniels.
Yes. I didn't want to put too many Daniels on my list, but this fish is so cool.
It's another Cyprinid.
When I was making my list, I went, I'm putting too many of these fish on my list. And I said, and I don't care. we get the blues with the Sunda Daniels. We get the greens with Microrosbora kabotai, which we didn't talk about, but we should have, right? If we want orange and speckles, there's the Chopra Daniels. Those orange lines on Chopra Daniels are just...
So
yeah, it's hard to beat that.
It's as bright
fish.
As a neon tetra.
Yeah.
You know what? My favorite sale I've ever made for Chopra Daniels, the husband liked bright horizontal lines. Mm-hmm. And the wife liked bright vertical lines.
Is there another fish that fits the bill?
Exactly.
So I had my 5-year-old draw the combination of a fish between what my wife and I liked. This is what she drew. And she drew a Chopra Daniel.
There you go.
It does look like a designed fish, like totally. Somebody came up with it.
Totally. And one of my favorite details about them, a lot of the small Daniels, you have to look for it in this one. A lot of the small Daniels don't prominently show the little barbels on the corner of the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
These ones, they got it.
Yep. For sure.
It's one of my favorite aspects of Daniels.
The mustache.
Yeah.
There's the Daniel, the mustache Daniel. Oh, then it's like super pronounced.
We've got those big ones downstairs now. It's hilarious. I love those guys.
Yeah.
They look like they have Fu Manchus. Yep.
Chopras. Great.
Chopras. Yeah. Gotta
which,
love them.
By the way, the Cyprinid I was avoiding was the giant Daniel, which is a super cheap alternative to those gorgeous big Daniels. Oh, yeah. So there are big fish you can put on this list.
That's right.
Dang it.
Well.
All right. So is that enough time for you guys to come up with your...
Oh, yeah. It's easy for me.
Which one?
It's always going to be mollies.
Mollies?
I don't get it. Why would anyone put a molly in their tank?
Yeah. Okay. They do lack a lot of the charm of platies and swordtails somehow.
True.
Which and they're so much more aggressive, but then when you get into the bigger, more aggressive stuff, then they're just so much more lame.
The big sailfin molly is an incredible fish.
It is impressive.
Now the little black molly or the Dalmatian molly, I'm on board with you there.
Oh, and some of them are beautiful, but there's always a better option.
I hear you. So they're not quite as lame as the black skirt tetra.
No, but I still question why anybody wants it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
What about you?
I'm going to ruffle a lot of feathers with this one.
You better not say convict cichlid or I'll punch you.
No.
Convict cichlid is one of my alternates, by the way.
Actually a fish I like.
Mine too. It's on my list.
Multi-generational care is hard to beat.
And if you want parental care or a cichlid, this is your option on this list.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. But...
All right.
The fish that I'm like, what? Rummy nose tetras.
What?
Charles is on a bend with Rummy Nose Tetras right now.
I am so freaking sick of them. I am at the point with them where I'm like, the only reason people like them is their schooling. And they're like the freshwater Chromis. If they weren't good schoolers, people would not care.
I disagree completely. I think they're really cool looking fish. I've always, the flag tail on that with that red head.
You're allowed to like it. Yeah. But let me tell you, that's not why people are picking them.
Honestly, I'm right there with you, but for different reasons. Rummy Nose Tetras are sold as a common, hardy, basic schooling fish, and they are absolutely not.
They are touchy.
We've never had a batch of Rummy Nose Tetras where we haven't lost a fish.
All of those things I agree with. But comparing those to a black skirt tetra is like, okay, here's this really touchy, really cool fish. Or here's this fine fish compared to the boringness of a black skirt. What is the redeeming quality of a black skirt tetra? Right? Rummy Nose Tetras,
they've
I can come up with some
fins.
Redeeming qualities.
They have zero for me.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
Here's
my thing. Yeah. I don't think they don't have a place in the... Like, I think they have a place in the hobby. It's not the go-to schooling fish for every person.
That's the thing with like what it really comes down to.
That's
is,
what Daniels are for.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Get zebra Daniels. You'll never lose one.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Yes.
Really, you guys chose Mollies and Rummy Nose Tetras to be on the same plane as Black Skirt Tetras?
Oh, Mollies are for sure there for me. Rummy Nose have a special place in my heart, but it's not the bulk.
They don't have a special place in my heart,
so
and that's the problem.
What else would you put on this list? This overrated, ignore it, cheap isn't worth it list.
There's a lot like blue platies.
Ooh,
yeah, because they're not blue.
Quote unquote blue platies. Yeah. They kind of have a bluish iridescence, sort of.
Kind of.
If you squint.
Yeah.
And you have astigmatism.
Yeah. Okay, so for me, the parameters are like, what is the point? And even a parrot cichlid, I can see the point, right? Mm-hmm. I can see why some people like pugs. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them at all.
But I can't quite see why someone wants a wolf dog or something.
I can see why someone wants a wolf dog. Right? But the parrot cichlid to me is an ugly abomination. But they do have a cute ugliness to them.
They're charming.
So I'd even put that on the list. A black skirt tetra is so boring. And a lemon tetra and a serpe tetra are the exact same price and the exact same level of hardiness as a black skirt tetra.
Yeah, I think we all kind of specifically avoided tetras because that's the easy answer. There are a ton of $4 tetras.
I thought about putting lemon tetras.
I almost put them on my list too.
That would be the tetra that I think I would put on the uncommon, inexpensive. When you get those guys to color up, that brightness is just amazing.
What I landed on was Emperor Tetra.
Oh,
because
sure.
Because that just has that wild, exotic look where it seems like a crazy fish that you spent a bunch of money on, but they're cheap.
Yeah.
So Emperor Tetras and Lemon Tetras are two of my go-tos for service tanks.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great moment today where, so at one of the accounts, they have two tanks and I wanted them to not look exactly the same. So one of them has Emperor Tetras, the other one has Lemon Tetras. And Calder goes, I'm seeing a pattern here.
It's just a win though. Those are both fish that, like, okay, my list, I will admit, if you are not a fish person, half of them are written off for most people.
Right.
But Emperor and Lemon Tetras, everyone looks at that and says that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know what fish I'd put on my list like right now? Albino Corycats. And albino neon tetras. Both of those.
Okay. Albino neon tetras I get.
Yep. Albino Corycats to me, like it's usually Corydoras aeneas albino.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And an aeneas cory. When those guys color up, that is a beautiful fish.
Mm.
Right?
It's a good green.
Because of the color. Let's take all of the color out.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? And the albino neon tetra is like, let's take a neon tetra, make it less colorful, and charge more for it.
Honestly, if I would have been really controversial, I might have put Green Neon Tetra on here. They're really popular right now, yeah. But why?
It is a you know, take the brightness factor and tune it down, yeah, on the neon.
Because I think like people get hung up on the green thing, but they're not. They're just less red.
And less blue too. Yeah. I still like them.
They're smaller and they, yeah, don't need as many to be happy. So those are like the reasons, but right, the obsession with them,
it gives
they're
them
not
a
as
place.
Pretty. They're, yeah, not as pretty.
My argument for the black skirt Tetra still being the poster child for this is there are so many, there's no reason for it. And there's so many other alternatives.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Even so, alternatives that aren't even described yet on our list right now.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. I've got a great alternate, but I had to get creative to get there.
Oh yeah.
What is our club member discount?
20%.
20%.
How much is a pair of clown Achilles?
Ooh.
$14.99.
I see where you're going.
So take 240 off. That gets us down under 12.
Yeah.
For a pair. That makes them less than $6 a piece.
I mean, if you add in that discount, even if you include the, what is it, $13 a year?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that adds a ton of fish to this
it
list.
It does, right?
And the plans are even cheaper.
And then I got to talk about clown killifish in another podcast episode.
That's a good choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so join your local aquarium club. We do accept out-of-town aquarium clubs.
Absolutely.
Except those darn Motor City. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, not them.
I'm kidding.
Just a little point of clarification. A Facebook club does not count. It is a paid membership to a local aquarium club that counts.
Yeah, you should have a little card. If you don't have a little card, you are not a member.
Exactly.
Or whatever your club does. I think they mostly do cards.
Yeah.
I did put some killies as my alternates too, because the funky species of Oryzeus fit in this category.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
like
right.
The wow ray, which is the one that everybody wants, is like $10 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had on our list last week Mekongensis and Sunkamensis. That would have been $4 or $5.
Gorgeous fish.
Yeah.
Technically, rice fish are not killifish.
Oh, really?
They got booted from the killifish.
What are they? It's their own thing now?
They're their own thing.
Interesting. Well, either way, these are really fun fish, yeah, to work with.
I actually
with.
Got into some, I don't remember who it was with. So I got called out, like, for calling rice fish killifish. But they're not anymore.
I think killifish become that catch-all, and they then do. You just yep, think everything's a killifish. Yeah.
So wait, does that put the betta imbalus?
No.
Nope, still no. Not. $8 a piece. He still cheated.
Sorry.
Phoenix reservoirs are handily in there, though.
Ooh. Oh, they should be. I thought about putting the Boreas genus on the list.
Yeah.
All of those would fall into the less than $6 a piece category.
Chili yes. reservoirs are just so popular right now, I didn't even feel like I need to
yeah,
say it.
Yeah, I know. I'm like such a contrarian that I'm like, no, anything but the chili reservoir.
But honestly, like, there are so many cooler ones, and they're all cheaper than, or just as cool ones, let's say.
Yeah.
They're all cheaper than the chili reservoir.
Right.
The big difference between chilies, though, and this is calling back Ben Suna Daniel, chilies display well in a retail tank. The rest of the genus does not.
True.
They got to color up.
Yeah.
Like that orange of the exclamation point rasbora, they look like a mini harlequin rasbora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you want to put a group of fish in a 5.5 gallon tank, Boreas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the ones. Some of these other fish, you can get away with five of them in a 5.5 gallon. I would be fine with 12 Boreas in a 5.5 gallon tank.
Yeah, we've definitely put 25 in our... And when we talk about our nano tanks, these get aggressive water changes.
They
Let's
do.
Just be clear with that. In our 5 gallon nano tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I know I'm going to get some hate mail for that one, but I would do it.
Tank size is really controversial. There are people who need to find better things to worry about.
That's exactly true.
I can't believe it didn't come up from any of us, but hatchet fish...
Whoa.
There are like 5 hatchet fish species we could talk about. There's the dwarf, there's the platinum, there's the silver, there's the marble. There's one other that I can't
The marble
think of.
Is my favorite.
I really like the marble. Mm-hmm. The dwarf would be really cool, though. I don't know if we've ever gotten it in. Because they're kind of a little ugly. But they're tiny, right? That yeah. makes up for it.
I mean, I would say some of these fish are like ugly cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but you know, you fired off the dwarf anchor cats right from the get-go. Yeah. And that is an ugly little fish.
Yeah, but they're adorable.
They're cool, but they're ugly.
Are hatchet fish like the poor man's archer fish? The mini archer fish?
I could...
The behavior is really similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That body shape is definitely designed to stay at the surface.
Mm-hmm. If we're talking about other live bearers, I did have Micropsilia picta on there for people who want guppies but want something cooler.
Do those come in at $6 mm-hmm. or less?
Yeah, they come in at $6.
That is one of my holy grail fish.
Really? We had them constantly for a while. Okay. Oh,
yeah. I love them.
Yeah, they're really good.
I love them.
We've had, there's two or three different like varieties of them. We've had the blues and reds, I think.
For one of the live bear convention that was held here, and I don't remember the year, I designed the logo for that convention and I used Micropsilia picta.
That's a good one.
So I have a very cool t-shirt, which I will be breaking out for the live bear
convention. Oh, yeah.
That I designed with Micropsilia picta on it.
Micropsilia perae is pretty similarly available, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm.
There's some cool fish in that group, too.
Yeah, just a little bit smaller. I think, obviously, more peaceful than a domestic guppy, which are constantly bickering.
Right. they do want, the Micropsilias do want a little bit of salt in the water. They do better that way.
Okay. Yeah, I remember we were selling them like crazy to clubbies when we had them, but I don't remember how they did with them.
They did okay, but most clubbies don't think to, they chim a little too much like guppies.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Yeah.
They need a little more in the water. Hmm. Yeah. I think this was a fun group of fish to talk about. I think we talked about some really cool fish. I think we went through some good alternates.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast could be retitled Nanofish Under $6, right? It is true that the nanofish do come in cheaper, but with the popularity of nanotanks, I don't think that that's a bad idea at all.
No.
And I think that it's pretty easy to come up with a group of fish that's your own unique fish, that's your own unique style, that tunes to the style
for
that
sure.
you like.
And I think there were a good handful of larger barbs and medium-sized danios that are perfect for those like mid-sized tanks. Right. If you're going to look at big fish, maybe you could get a baby Severum or something, but like you're going to have to spend more money. You spent a way more money on your tank, so you should be able to, right? But like rosy barbs, which were mentioned earlier, there's a ton of them in that range. Pearl danios are dead cheap and they're gorgeous.
Firemouth meekies are probably one of the cichlids I can think of that would come in in that price range. Those guys are pretty inexpensive.
When I looked at our list for cichlids and I looked back like four or five, it was just meekies and convicts, which they're not bad fish to choose from.
Little fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just came up with a really cool group of fish that says you don't have to be expensive to be cool. Something for everybody, something that can go in lots of different tanks, lots of different nano tanks, lots of different options.
I'm sure there were a bajillion we missed.
Yeah. So what have you guys like, what's like your favorite fish for under $6 that we didn't talk about?
Mm-hmm. Put your prettiest, cheapest fish on our Watercolors Aquarium Gallery podcast listeners group.
And if you put black skirt tetras, you're insta-banned from the Facebook group.
If you put black skirt tetras, I'm going to laugh and I love you.
Honestly, I'm going to take that one step further. If you put black skirt tetras and can tell me why you think they're cool enough to be on a want list, I'll bring some in and carry them.
Ooh.
But
you have to convince them.
You have to convince me.
So good luck, everyone.
I'm picturing like the tank with like a like the window marker, and it just says, "Thanks to John on Facebook, these are here."
I like it.
I think we're still collecting, or we probably will still be collecting podcast questions at this point, right? When this comes
out, definitely. Yep.
Yeah. So if you have any questions for us, we'd love to do another podcast listeners episode.
I think our honest strategy here is we're going to continually take questions, and when we have enough to do another question episode, we're just going to do it then.
We're getting a lot of questions, so I mean, I find that pretty fun that lots of people want to be involved.
Yeah, so. And those episodes are a blast to do. Yeah.
That's why we did that live stream.
Mm-hmm. So email info@watercolorsaquariumgallery.com or podcast@watercolorsaquariumgallery.com. And Nick will read your questions and he'll save them for us.
Keep them juicy.
Yes, please. Don't forget, the best question last time was controversial one. Yes. It was someone telling us off, and that was really fun.
Don't forget to go to watercolorsaquarium.com to buy stuff, stickers, t-shirts, oh, and amazing plants. Mm-hmm. And we've got lots of stuff that you just need for your aquarium anyway, so that's a great way to support us if that's what you're looking to do. Otherwise, let's have lots of fun and keep those hands wet.